The Yisurim separate a person from the physical, from the Chomeres, and ensure that he won't get too deeply involved in that world. On this path, you're not achieving the tachlis of the Bria. Ritzonis barachi, kinasuk binyano elam azem, and a kaimis kol mitzvah sesh and a Torah. In the Derech HaChaim, which is what Hashem ultimately wants, He wants us being involved in this world and keeping all the mitzvahs in the Torah. L'chein she'asher adam mutl choyle b'mitoso, o kasher hu mizyaseh b'yisurim kashim, when a person, rachmana litzlan, is lying in bed sick or he's suffering from all sorts of suffering, pamim rabot tu potem ikiyum kol haTorah. He can't keep the mitzvahs, he can't keep the Torah. V'tafkido b'shazu l'kaim rak mitzvahs achas v'chay behem. All he can do is keep one mitzvah to live. He's living, that's it. But all the other mitzvahs, all the other, the avoider, the kiddush Shem Shemayim, he's not doing it. Leitim muta af lechal Shabbos la avor al turim noisofim achmas pikuach nefesh. Lechal Shabbos, mechabal kol haTorah kula, in order, except for the three. So even though it's a higher level and it's a safer path, but it doesn't ultimately bring to the kiyum of the world, which is what Hashem wants, which is shmirat Torah mitzvahs and being oisek in the world and being mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. In hospital, you can be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim as well, by the way. So those, says the Balei Tanya, are the two drachim. How does this answer our question? HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzav aleinu b'Torah esoy esachayim v'esamavos nosati lefanecho. These two paths that the Balei Tanya mentioned are posuk. I'm placing in front of you life and death. Ubachata b'chaim. Hashem tells us which path to choose. We've just seen both paths work. You can choose either one. They're both valid paths. If they weren't both valid paths, there's no choice. What am I putting in front of you? A choice. I'm giving you a choice. Either go left or go left. It has to be that it's a choice. It has to be a choice. If it's not a choice, then it's a nothing. Hashem says, I'm giving you a choice. Ubachata b'chaim. So what's Hashem telling us? Hashem wants us to choose life. He says, so tasek v'shtadol b'tikon yenyoche b'gashmi b'ruchni. I want to be Isaac in this world, take care of your physical world, take care of your spiritual world. Tasek kol shebeichol telasus. Do everything you can do. Kedei lekaim is kol mitzvahs haTorah, to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Lumazois is derech hamavis yusurim ein chaboiche. I don't want you to choose the other path. That's a path Hashem will choose for us if and when He sees it to be necessary. That you'll get as a gift. You don't ask for gifts. In other words, you have a job to do. What's the other path? What's the path of Maves? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's path, which he'll apply to a person if and when it becomes necessary. It's exactly the point. You're not supposed to ask for gifts. You shouldn't want them. Those aren't gifts. Those are the tools I need in order to fulfill my mission in this world. Those aren't gifts. Those are the things I need in order to serve you. Why do you want health? So you can get up in bed in the morning and do what you came in this world to do. Why do you want panosis? So you'll be able to serve Hashem properly. Why else do you want all these things? I should be a tzaddik and drink it and ask you for another one because it's delicious. You put the salt in instead of the original salt. I'm not a suffix. I'm not a tzaddik. Enough and I've done that.
Next time, would you please leave your hand in the door and let the car drive?
No, I'm telling you, those are stories they tell about Moshe Feinstein. So I'm going to pretend I'm Moshe Feinstein and get sick and have to leave. You have to be able to drink a cup of coffee that's got two spoons of salt in it and not bring up. I can't do that. So. Says you shouldn't learn Torah from someone unless he's Kamalach HaShores, unless he's like a Malach. So you shouldn't be here learning. I thought twice, I'm not going to drink it, he's going to wonder why I'm not drinking it. Drink it, there's no ways I'm drinking it. And I know how he made the mistake as well. Such an easy... do Abba Kaisers. You know how many times I've done it? You do that often? I've done it so many times. It's ridiculous.
I just avoid coffee.
Now, our salt thing and our sugar thing, where I keep my special sugar exactly the same. So I'm just going to wait.
So, what was saying about that? We also think that it's sort of weaker. We are able to have the power to fulfill our mission. But sometimes we're davening for a for somebody else.
For Tzfal, there's not a matana for me. He's talking about we daven for matanas. I'm davening for you should get well. There's not a matana for me. That's my chesed. I'm doing chesed. I'm kind of bits of chesed. But I'm davening for somebody to get well. Thank you very much.
Sorry, somebody had mentioned you were in need of a holiday, a desperate holiday, at least to Yam HaMelech. I said, I'll give you a little bit of a taste at least. Sorry.
I want to know who that person is, by the way. No, you don't ask for presents. That's the kuntras chesed. It's giving and taking. We have to revise that sugya again. No, it's an important sugya. Important sugya. Why we don't ask for presents. Stop apologizing. I'm sorry that I had to say something, but I didn't have a choice. Because had I not drunk it, you would have said to me, why are you not drinking the coffee? I took a sip and I never come back to it again. Drink it, I'm not holding that. It's a little bishvili, I can't. So, be moichel me, please.
Could have knocked over the coffee and then...
I would have made
you another
coffee anyway. And embarrass myself. So it says, Ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyase toiv lo yechto. You're the pasuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyase, what's it coming to tell me? That nobody ever knows a perfect tzadik. So just say, Ein tzadik ba'aretz sheyase lo yechto. Why is it, I say toiv lo yechto? It's because when you're doing chesed, you're doing good, then everybody says, ah, zachaita. If you're not doing good, nobody's bothered with you. So when you start doing good, you do a chesed, you make me a cup of coffee, whatever, then you... You've been making me coffee for years already. I'm sorry that that was the... Again, the two paths. Chaim is our path. Bechata b'chaim. You choose that path and you mishtadl and do everything you can to makayim the derech ha-chaim. The derech ha-maves, the derech of yusurim, of nishenus, that's a kodesh b'olchus cheshboinus. It's got nothing to do with you. If it comes, you makabel because it's a matana niflo. But you know how to ask for it because that wasn't your tafkid. Your tafkid was derech ha-chaim. Al pi dvarim eilu, mevurim divrei chazal b'talmud Yerushalmi reish masechtos peyah. Ubachata b'chayim ze umanus. What's umanus got to do with bechata b'chayim? Umanus, it's a what's an umanus? It's a yeah, but it's more. It's an uman. He's somebody who's a master craftsman. He's a master at this trade. Imun. It's from loshin imun. It's loshin umun. You can. V'muskal rishon adavat tumah b'yosef. Haynim mevinim ki azoris atayir lebuchol b'chayim hashmosa hi lasuk b'tayir litpalel. The kai mitzvahs ula umanus? Ma doch shmaya? The Yerushalmi is very weird. We understand that bechata b'chayim means the derech ha-toira. Toira is the derech ha-chayim. It means mitzvahs, learning, davening. What's umanus got to do with this? What's finding and becoming a master tradesman got to do with bechata b'chayim? Ula mapidacheni is by it. Sheboch ha-cholin lanadeinu shelo yoy ma'odem in derech ha-yusuri mikoh chaviva. Chazal in the Rishalmi are coming to tell you, yeah, exactly the problem we had last week. If your surim are so precious, so then I'll choose them for myself. You've convinced me, Rabbi, the best thing in the world for me, suffering, understand it, I want it, it's precious, it's there's nothing that's valuable as that in the world, so I want them, no? You're not allowed to choose ve'achir chaitza v'anios. You can't choose that life for yourself. If it comes, it comes, but you're not allowed to choose it. Aleinu ledaz she'ein zu ritzoni yisbarach. It's not the rotzen of Hashem. Ne'ma u'bechate b'chaim. Asuk b'ponose v'davke misham tevakesh es Hashem elokecha. Go. You have to keep the whole Torah as well. I'm not saying not. Aval part of being is tasuk b'ponose. Do what you have to do. Tasuk b'rufu. If you're sick, go to a doctor. Don't sit there and say, I'm not going to adopt, I'm going to sit here and suffer because it's the best thing for me and I'm not going to get healing and I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to that because I don't... No, you have to be Isaac and do everything that the Torah requires of you. Nema va'ein shekodesh tiyun li. Menesh l'kodesh bohu shinei anashrim v'lo malachim. Hashem wants us to be anshei kodesh, not malachim. Anshei kodesh. You have to be holy. Well, you have to be an inush, you have to be an Adam first. Anashim ha'miskaskim v'nyon ha'ilam v'yachad im zois b'makachim oisei. Whatever you're doing, whenever you're doing it, you have to be makadish. But as an enush, not as a malach. Me'idach aleinu ledaat shekasher kodesh bohu meiv aleinu yisurim. We have to know when a Kodesh Baruch Hu deems it necessary in the divine chokhmah, it's worked out the cheshbon, what you need, a person needs, and he brings upon him yisurim, zu matana nifla. Shei yisurim makarvim oitana lav blish you. Because yisurim draws you close to Hashem in a way that nothing else you're doing can. And you cleave to the creator of the universe through the Yusurim.
But what's that mean? It's a mitzvot and Torah, it's not so efficient and so written?
No. You have to be Isaac in Torah and mitzvahs, and you have to be Makadosh Hashem Shemayim in all your efforts. Whenever Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu deems it necessary, for whatever reason, that a person is zoiche, he will bring surim upon him because that can draw you closer to Hashem than Torah and mitzvahs. Yes. But you're not allowed to look for it, you're not allowed to ask for it, and if you do, it'll have the opposite effect.
And it's not because you don't make the mitzvot.
Maybe, 100%, could very well be, but it may not be. Because we see there were people who were tzaddikim, who poshut had no reason to die except for the sin of Adam Arishon, who suffered terribly. Yeah. The Chayes HaLav says that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring you surim on a person, Shaloma Gielo, that he doesn't deserve, in order to give him reward in Olam Abad that he doesn't deserve, in order to maintain the balance. So I'm saying it could come to a person who Loma Gielo suffering, but he'll get it because it's a present. Yeah. Why the Yusurim come upon us can be many reasons. That's one reason. The other reason is it's Masakanim in this world. He doesn't have to go through suffering in the next world because he's done things here that need a tikkun. Why did Rebbe Kiva have to suffer so much before he died? It must have been that they say that. Rav Chal says there sometimes there's a tiny little aveira on the tzaddik. Hashem's medakdek b'tzaddikim k'chus tasari. He judges them very, very exacting. So they're suffering in this world, so they don't have to have it in the next world. And the Rosh sometimes gets lots of wondrous things in this world because he might have done some small mitzvah, and Hashem's not going to give it to him in the next world. It could be what trumps the president of the whole world because of some of the chesed that he might have done along the way. And so Hashem gives it to him in this world.
Why we don't ask?
Because Hashem doesn't want that, because that's not our path. Again, the reason why you don't ask for it is because it's not for you. Hashem told you, b'chata b'chaim. I don't want you to b'cha b'yisurim. That means if you're asking for it, you're being b'yche b'yisurim. Hashem says, I don't want you to be b'yche b'yisurim, I want you to be b'chata b'chaim. Rav Simcha Wasserman Zaltzel once said, I heard this in his name, I never heard it from him, but I heard it said, Rabbi Tetz once told me that Rav Wasserman said, we don't even know why Hashem wants us to be b'chata b'chaim, not b'mavis. Because they both, the Balei Tanya says, they're both valid pathways. So why don't we just choose either one? Hashem tells you, no, don't. That's the only reason why we do. It says, we said every morning in the Siddur, if you bring dvash by the Keteris, by the Keteris, says, if you bring dvash, if you put dvash into the Keteris, ain't Adam Yochel Lamed be Bnei Reicha. No one would be able to stand in front of the smell. The smell would be so exquisite, your neshama would leave your goof. So why don't we? If you can make it more beautiful, if you can make a bigger hiddur mitzvah, if you can make it more, why don't you? Because that's you can make it. Let us say chassidish joke. Sitting, I'll get into trouble. They say by the bells of Rebbe, he doesn't daven late. No, by the chassidim, very late. Why? Because you can get up, you can work, you can build your kavanas, you can meditate. So when you come to daven, you can do it on a much higher darga. Nobody wants to ask the bells of Rebbe, why don't you daven late like everybody else? Why are you daven so early? Whatever. Your tefillah could be much more powerful and much more beautiful if you spend more time preparing, like the chassidim, the minag of the chassidim is. So he said over this vort on the dvash. In a chinami, you're out. It could be, but what can I say? There's a thing called soft man tefillah. Well, what can I do? They say the story over. It's not the Hasidim that say the story, as far as the Litvaks that say the story, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, that's. In a chinami, that's really what the vortia is. it would make more sense to go for the Yisurim and to ask for Yisurim. There's much more, if you're a good businessman, you understand the Yisurim is a much more valuable derech. What can I do? Kosu b'teru, b'chata b'chaim. Zeh umanus. Go get involved in the world.
I think we all have enough Yisurim that we don't need to ask for more. I mean, they come upon us. I don't think there's anybody in the world that hasn't had any.
He was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. We wanted to know how you could have Yisurim and still be besimcha. So the Baal Shem Tov told, I'm full of Hasidic Shemaisim today. I don't want to put it. Still what's the Shabbos here. You know, so the Baal Shem Tov told him, go to the Reb Zusha. Go to Reb Zusha and he'll tell you, he'll explain to you how you have to be a Baal Simcha and you have Yisurim. So off he went and he found the little village where Reb Zusha lived, whatever, and he came to his house. Shattered, broken house, hardly a roof on there, no windows. Like kids running outside, mamish, total abject poverty. Knocked on the door, you're Reb Zusha, yeah, comes to the door, broken, mamish, broken body, suffering, terrible, terrible, just whatever. And he says to him, the Baal Shem Tov sent me to you. He says, the Baal Shem Tov, what's the Baal Shem Tov got to do with me? I'm a nobody. So he said, no, the Baal Shem Tov said, I must come to you and ask you how a person can be besimcha when he has suffering. So Reb Zusha said to him, for sure the Baal Shem Tov made a mistake. I've never suffered in my life. You're right. We're all loaded with suffering. Whatever, it depends what your attitude to that suffering is. Depends what that attitude to your suffering is. I've said it hundreds of times. It says in Halal, Oidachok, Ze Ashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yovovoy. This is the pathway to Hashem. Let the Tzadikim enter it. What comes afterwards? Nothing that says this is the gateway to Hashem. Let the Tzadikim enter it. The next line is, Oidachok Anisani Vatehi Li Yeshua. I thank you because you've answered me, Anisani, because that was my Yeshua. That's the gateway of Tzadikim. They say thank you because Hashem saved you. Of course you say thank you. Anybody says thank you when Hashem saves you. Somebody helps you across the road, you say thank you. What do you mean? That's the gateway of the Tzadikim? So the Goyen translates Oidachok Anisani, Anisani as Inui, not as answered. I thank you because you've afflicted me. You look in the Goyin in his Pirush on the God in Halal at the back there. He's Masbir the Pshat in Oidachok Kanisani. I thank you because you afflicted me. Vatehili li Yeshua. And that affliction is what saved me. And I'm thanking you for the affliction because I know that was the best thing for me. That's the gateway that Tzadikim walk through. Now, Chinami, we have Yusurim. You're right. Go ask for more. We're not asking, why don't we ask for Yusurim? We answered that question last week. We don't ask for Yusurim because we can't handle them. But we're asking why the Torah doesn't want us to have them. We have enough, Baruch Hashem. We don't have to go looking for more. But that's not the answer to this question. Why don't the Torah want us to ask? You don't get it if you don't ask for it. Yeah, you can get it without asking for it. The one thing in the world you'll get even if you don't ask for it. It's a matana. The most important thing to remember, though, is to remember where the Yisurim are coming from. They're coming from Hashem. It's not the next door neighbor. It's not the bank manager. It's not the who's causing the Yisurim. Your wife, your children, whatever. It's all from Hashem. It's mamash with a dikduk niflo. Every drop of suffering we have is coming from Hashem for a specific reason. That's the avoider. That's our avoider. It says the door of Mashiach will be dok mane kelev. The Mashiach, the generation of Mashiach will have the face of a dog. What's Pshat? See, there are many Pshat in given. The one Pshat from Rabbi Chanan. No, that's not from Rabbi Chanan. There's another Pshat from Rabbi Chanan. I don't know who this Pshat is when you hit a dog with a stick, what does the dog do? He bites the stick. He doesn't realize there's a hand holding the stick. It's not the stick that's hitting him. It's the person holding the stick that's hitting him. The generation before Mashiach, or they'll see the Yisurim from the... They'll blame the the source. They won't recognize the source of the Yisurim. If there's missiles flying overhead, it's because of the Arabs in Gaza. It's not because of the Arabs in Gaza, it's because of Hashem. It's Hashem. You have to daven, you have to do tshuva. How do you have to protect yourself, whatever you have to do? Gederi shtadlis. I'm not saying not. We're learning here that you have to make a umanus. Aval, stop blaming everybody else and recognize who's holding the stick here. There's no one has independent abilities to hurt us or damage us. It comes with the Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, they filled in the form in triplicate and Hashem stamped it, you know, Yeshua. Otherwise, you don't believe the first Rashi in Chumash. So anyway, go work it out for yourselves what I mean. You don't believe that. Bishvil Reish is for Klal Yisrael, the world was created. If you think that all these happenings are random events, they have nothing to do with us. Me'idach aleinu ledat kasha kolosh bochu meivi aleinu yisurim zu matana niflo. Shayisurim akavre atonu olav bli shil val yedei kach anu dveikim bimi shoma vayolim. When we come to the recognition that Yisurim, suffering, is a gift, we don't ask for presents. You get it, but you don't ask for it. It's such an awesome gift, you're not asked for it. You're chutzpah to ask for it. On the other hand, when you get them as a matana, that's Madragas, we're talking Dargas, we're talking, you don't get there in one day. This is a lifetime's work. Rabbi Akiva Agila Korazu Bishlamas. Rabbi Akiva arrived at this earlier, the Kol Yomov. It's on it every day life, Rabbi Akiva. Kol Yomov, he was waiting and waiting for this opportunity. He'd been building himself. He didn't arrive there when the Romans started ripping off. He suddenly thought, wow, I'm going to Makabal, started working on Makabal Yusurim Ba'ava. It's a lifetime's work. But when it came and he'd worked on it his whole life, he was able to do it with complete shleimus. He understood the greatness hidden here and he understood the awesome present that was being given here. He was yearning for it. He wanted it, but he knew he couldn't ask for it. Kol yomai simitstaya. I was suffering. I was worried my whole life. Matay yovil le posuk zevach emenu. B'chol moedecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha. When would I get to be able to do this? The person has to work on this. These are hard dargas. Hard dargas. You start working small. Little things that happen to a person during the day that we didn't want them to happen. Stop. Oidecha kedisani. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. The big things are sometimes, we're not holding there. Fine, let those go, but work on the little ones, work on the little things. And he's going to contradict what I just said. I just said these are madragas, and the next chapter starts, Kabbalah says, Shirim ba'ayva, enu kshulu le madragas. Said, okay. We'll have to argue that one out when we do it. I have an excuse why I never drank the coffee. The first sip I got as a matana, I'm a kabbal, the ava. But I wasn't allowed to ask for more, so.
We'll see how you react to the pepper.
If I'm not careful, I'm getting pepper tomorrow, you're telling me. In Tibet, they put salt in the tea. I've drunk Tibetan tea. Stuff good.
Not teaspoons, no.